Good morning. It's Friday, June 14th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, we're focusing on a significant announcement from the Air Force Research Laboratory Information Directorate in Rome. Before we jump in, a quick message.
Hi, I'm Joe Kelly. Join me on May 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. for the Oneida County History Center Telethon, presented by Bank of Utica. Tune in to WUTR or cnyhomepage.com. Call 315-735-3642 to join, renew, or donate to keep local history thriving in your community.
Now, here are a few other stories that you should know about. Utica has entered into a contractual agreement with Canastota-based Wanderers Rest Humane Association to help with housing the city's stray dogs. Two men died after falling into a manure tanker at Champion Farm in Kirkland Thursday morning. On Thursday, the city of Utica welcomed 51 new American citizens in a naturalization ceremony. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. Recently, the Air Force Research Laboratory, or AFRL, released its annual economic impact analysis for the year 2023. According to Air Force officials, the lab contributed approximately $500 million to the local economy. This impact is measured through several factors, including payroll of employees, annual expenditures, and the estimated annual dollar value of indirect jobs created by the AFRL. This figure, while impressive, represents a slight decrease of $1.2 million from the previous fiscal year of 2022. Rome Mayor Jeffrey Lanigan commented on the report, emphasizing the vital role the AFRL plays in the economic growth and technological advancement of the city. Mayor Lanigan highlighted the lab's contributions to making Rome a recognized hub for technological innovation. He expressed pride in the city's support and collaboration with the AFRL in fostering a thriving community and advancing information science. In 2023, the AFRL employed over 800 military and civilian personnel, with approximately 93% of them residing within the five-county area. These employees had a combined annual salary exceeding $120 million. Additionally, the lab engaged over 500 local contractors, who earned nearly $83 million collectively. Moreover, the AFRL created 1,500 indirect jobs across the five counties, with these positions having an estimated annual value of $88 million. The AFRL's economic analysis is meticulously compiled by the Comptroller of the Information Directorate. This process involves collecting data on organizational purchases, contracts, utilities, construction, personnel numbers and salaries from various sources at the Rome location. The information is then analyzed according to official Air Force directorates. Multipliers such as the indirect jobs multiplier are developed based on Department of Defense standards, considering the employment base size and mission set of the installation. The AFRL Information Directorate's contributions underscore the critical role military installations play in local economies, particularly in terms of job creation and technological advancements. As the lab continues to drive innovation and economic growth, its presence remains a cornerstone of Rome's development. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, on Thursday, June 13th, Utica welcomed 51 new American citizens at a naturalization ceremony held at the Alexander Pirnie Federal Building. Individuals from 23 different countries took the oath of citizenship, officially becoming U.S. citizens. The ceremony was presided over by Judge David Hurd, who encouraged the new citizens and their families to celebrate. The event featured the presentation of colors by the County Sheriff's Office Color Guard and remarks by Rebecca McLean from the County History Center, highlighting Utica's history of welcoming immigrants. officials from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security presented the candidates for citizenship, and Deputy Clerk Philip McBrearty administered the oath of citizenship. The new citizens were urged to participate in democracy by registering to vote in the upcoming elections. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at yourSentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at yourSentinel.com/subscribe.